Hey Vikings fans, we're back. It's a bonus episode of the Wobcast, our second one this week. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, with producer Mike Hirsch, and we bring you a bonus episode this week because it's such a busy time in the NFL calendar. We're in the middle of free agency. While the Vikings haven't been too busy in free agency, they've signed one player. We did catch up with that player. He's tight end John Carlson. He was at Winter Park earlier this week. The Vikings signed him to a contract. There was a pretty good amount of demand for him. Kansas City reportedly interested, some other teams. The Vikings got to him first. John Carlson comes home to sign on with the Minnesota Vikings. He stopped by Sports Authority Studios here at Winter Park earlier in the week, so we brought him in for the Wobcast. John, welcome in, man.
Thanks for having me.
How's it feel to be a Viking?
Feels great. You know, I'm excited to be here. I grew up here, and you know, it's great to be back.
You're a Minnesota native. Born in St. Cloud.
That's right.
But then you moved to Litchfield. So who gets to claim you, St. Cloud or Litchfield?
You know, I think Litchfield. Yeah. I grew up there, spent, you know, went to school there.
Yep.
Played all my sports there. So yep. I think I'm going to go with Litchfield on this one.
Yep. You're a versatile tight end in the NFL, but before that you were a versatile athlete in high school. You said you played all your sports at Litchfield. What sports did you play in high school?
I played football, basketball, and tennis.
Yep.
It was great to go to – for me, it was great going to a school like Litchfield because it was so small that we had opportunities to do those things, play multiple sports. A lot of people in Litchfield were in the band and were in the choir, and multifaceted type people. So it was that was one of the benefits of growing up in a small town like Litchfield.
You were a standout athlete individually, but you were on some good teams too. Two, three state basketball titles. You play with your younger brother, Alex. Is that right?
Older brother.
Older brother, Alex. Yep. You guys won some state titles in hoops, right?
We did. Alex's senior year and my freshman year, we went 30-0 and won a state championship.
Yep.
And then a couple years later, we won another one. And then the year after. So in 4 years, we won three state championships, which is a lot of fun. My dad is the coach. Was a coach at Litchfield and still is. And actually, they're in the section finals on Friday. Friday at St. Cloud State University, they play Long Prairie Gray Eagles. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited for his players. They've worked really hard and had a great season. So it'll be, and actually, I'm gonna get a chance to get back and see it.
I was gonna ask you.
I'm excited about that too.
So you are gonna see the game.
I am. I'm gonna come back and I'm heading back to Seattle tonight. I have a wife. My wife is back there, and we have a little boy.
Yep.
You know, so I want to get back and share this moment with them. Yep. But I want to come back and support my dad in Litchfield on Friday.
New Vikings tight end John Carlson is our guest. This is your first foray into free agency, kind of, but you decided on the hometown team. So what all happened here in the last couple of days as free agency started for you?
Yeah, you know, it was really a whirlwind process because it's only been since yesterday. I mean, free agency opened yesterday, 1 o'clock Pacific time where I was at in Seattle. So I actually got on a plane and headed to Kansas City thinking I was going to have a visit there. And, you know, some circumstances changed and the Vikings really, really stepped forward and showed a lot of interest.
Good.
And made it clear that this was a great opportunity for me. I'm really excited about the offense that they've already got in place and, you know, just being a part of it, trying to learn the system and getting things rolling.
Fairly young offense. I mean, you're coming in off of your rookie contract, so you're in the prime of your career. Kyle Rudolph, we'll get into talking about him a little bit later. Christian Ponder, Adrian Peterson, kind of a young offensive line, kind of a young offense. Maybe you guys can kind of get molded and gel together maybe?
Yeah, you know, for me, out in Seattle, we had four offensive coordinators in 4 years. So there was a lot of transition there, and there wasn't a whole lot of continuity from year to year.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that excited me about this situation. Mm-hmm. As you said, Christian, you know, just coming off his rookie season and showing a tremendous amount of poise, you know, the ability to throw on the run. He did a lot of great things. That's exciting.
Yep.
You know, Adrian Peterson, Percy Harvin, you know, guys like that, like you said, Kyle, you know, playing with him, it's there's a great offense in place already, and they're continuing to build.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting for me.
Vikings had the seventh most two tight end sets and the eighth most three tight end sets. I think that's probably a number that rises or at least stays the same. Is that what you kind of envision playing here with Kyle Rudolph, you guys on the field at the same time and stretching the middle of the field maybe?
Exactly. You know, I think as, you know, having multiple tight ends out there has become more common in this season, last season.
Yep.
And it's shown that it puts defenses in binds. You know, you can use tight ends in various ways and move them around and give many different looks.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I think they have envisioned for Kyle and me. And, you know, I think that could potentially be a good weapon.
You guys never crossed paths at Notre Dame, you and Kyle. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. We did not. My wife and I hosted him on a recruiting visit.
Oh,
once.
Did you?
We went to the movies, I think, actually, if I remember correctly. Kyle was sitting between us, I think. No, not really.
Yeah.
But Kyle showed a lot of interest in Notre Dame from you know, early on, and I was able to meet him through that process.
Okay. But a current Viking who you did cross paths with was our center, John Sullivan, and you guys were roommates in college. So you obviously know him well. What kind of relationship did you guys have? Were you assigned roommates, or were you friends and you chose to be roommates?
We became roommates later in our career there, okay. So it was a chosen thing.
Yep.
Sully's from Connecticut. I'm from Minnesota, you know, small town. He's from, you know, just outside New York City. And in many ways, we're very different, but I think that's part of the reason we click so well. He's been a great friend of mine for a long time, and actually, Sully had a hand in introducing my wife and me.
Oh, okay.
So he will always hold a special place in our hearts.
Yep. And you have a wife. You guys have any kids?
We do. My wife, Danielle.
Yep.
We met in college. We have a little boy, 17-month-old.
Cool. Vikings tight end John Carlson, the guest on today's Wobcast. So for Vikings fans who don't watch a lot of Seattle Seahawks football or don't watch a lot of Notre Dame football, what kind of player are they getting in John Carlson?
You know, my goal has always been to be a well-rounded tight end.
Yep.
And in that, I think I bring some versatility to the table. You know, you talk to most tight ends, they want to catch a football. Mm-hmm. And I'm no different. You know, I love catching the ball and making plays in the passing game. But I take pride also in making good blocks in the run game and protecting when asked to. So the goal will always be to be well-rounded and to do multiple things out there. So that's kind of where my thought process is.
All right, man. It's exciting to have you here. Before you get going, though, you're a busy man today and you want to get out of here. We have to put you on the spot. Notre Dame, you're a big hoops fan, obviously. Notre Dame plays in the NCAA tournament. So who are you picking in their game? They play Xavier. Are they going to get past the first round?
They're going to get to the Sweet 16.
Okay, so you got them over Duke, too.
I'm going Sweet 16.
All right, heard it here first. John, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me.
I came away from that interview impressed with John Carlson. Not just in his appearance being 6'5 and 250 and the prototypical size you look for in a tight end and a good bookend to Kyle Rudolph, giving the Vikings a pair of tight ends that they can stretch the middle of the field with and take advantage of defenders, but just in the way he comes across in the interview, gave good, thoughtful answers. The type of guy that I think Minnesotans and Vikings fans are going to like. So I hope John can play well for us. I hope the Vikings coaching staff can find a way to use John and Kyle together in an effective manner. Because the Vikings had two good pass-catching tight ends last year, too. But with the season going the way it did, with the Donovan McNabb experiment not going the way we wanted it to, and with Christian Ponder kind of being thrown into the fire, I don't think Bill Musgrave and that offensive staff were able to use the two tight end sets the way they wanted to. Hopefully, with a normal offseason, the Vikings can do that. They can use John and Kyle, take advantage of some defenses, and join the trend in the NFL that is using multiple tight ends. Now, we're still in the middle of the free agency. The big story is still Peyton Manning. As of recording this episode of the Wobcast, Peyton Manning had not signed with a team. He's supposedly working out for the Denver Broncos. So a lot of people think he's going to sign there. We're kind of hoping it's Tennessee. Tennessee, the other team that is in the hunt for Peyton Manning. Miami is out. Arizona's probably out. All the other teams that were interested, they're out. The only thing that could happen is a team could swoop in at the very, very end and sign him, like a San Francisco, kind of like how the Philadelphia Eagles did that with Nnamdi Asamoah last year. Everyone thought he was going to go to Dallas or some team like that. Philadelphia comes in at the last second and they get him. I don't think that's going to happen with Peyton Manning, but it could. Hopefully he signs in Tennessee because they come to Mall of America Field next season. It'd be kind of fun to see that, but looks like he might sign with Denver because he's working out for them today. The other thing is there's a couple of players the Vikings are supposedly interested in and might bring in for a visit over the weekend. If that happens and if anything materializes, we're going to have the update for you all weekend on Vikings.com and on Monday on Vikings.com. Plus, we'll be back on Tuesday. Right around the corner is another edition of the Wobcast, which we'll post on its normal day Tuesday. So a lot potentially going on. Make sure you stick with Vikings.com to stay up to date on all things Vikings. That is it for us today. I'm Mike Wobshaw. Thanks again for listening. We'll leave you with a classic from Chuck Berry. Take it away.